are so many people going through so many deep, deep storms. And I feel for you tonight, the multitudes that are online that are going through these. We're in a very difficult moment in history. And I know that people here in the sanctuary tonight, many of you are feeling the same thing. This is a perilous moment. And if without God in your heart, I don't know how people are really going to make it through or are making it through. When you look and there's just such little hope on the horizon for so many, this world seems ready to enter a day that I think is going to be very, very difficult for all of us. But here's the scripture God gave me. It's from Mark chapter 4, and it's beginning at verse 35. Just let me share this with you. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side." That's an invitation that God gives to those who walk with him. Christ gives that. He gives it to you tonight. He gives it to me. He gives it to people online. Let's cross over to the other. Why don't you trust that I'm going to take you to where I said I'm going to take you? In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. If it were not so, I would have told you. Let's cross over to the other side. I want to encourage those that are sitting tonight in depression, addiction, affliction, whatever it is that's in your life. Let's get up and let's accept the invitation that was given to us when Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin and promised us abundant and everlasting life. Let's get up with him and let's begin to walk with him and believe that he's able to take us where he said he's going to take us to. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. In other words, to walk with God, it requires a getting up from the common thought of the multitude and saying, even though it's not everybody, even though there are thousands of another opinion, I'm getting up and I'm going with God. I'm going to walk with God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care even if I don't fully understand it. I'm going to walk with God and I'm going to trust him with my future. And it says they took him as he was, which I think is interesting. It's a comment that you can miss when you're reading your Bible. In other words, they took him in the measure that they understood him. Not everybody has full revelation of the Word of God and the depths of Christ, but in the measure that you understand him, get up and begin to walk with him. Get up and trust that he's going to take you through to the other side. And there were other little boats also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. And that's what I'm seeing on the internet tonight and on coming in, being texted in. So many people want to walk with God, and they got up and took him as they understand him, and they begin to take this journey of faith. And now they're in a storm. Their boat is being filled to the point where it seems like it's filling up. I read so many, I've lost hope. I've lost the will to live. I have 5 children. I want to commit suicide. I'm dying. My heart is like stone. You read all of these testimonies of people who are in exactly the same place that the disciples were 2,000 years ago. But here was Jesus, verse 38 of Mark chapter 4, in the stern, that's the back of the boat, asleep on a pillow. And then they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" It's ironic. They were calling him teacher, but were not willing to learn the lesson he was teaching. In other words, we're going to the other side. You can put yourself into the hand of God. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. You're not going to sink halfway. You're not going to drown. You're going to make it to the other side. In Christ, we are going to make it to the other side. We are going to get through the storms of this life. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith?" Why, with God in your life, are you so afraid that you're not going to make it through tomorrow? When you have every promise from the Word of God that says, we are going to make it. Jesus never promised that we weren't going to have trial and difficulty. As a matter of fact, he said the opposite. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome. I've overcome the wind. I've overcome the waves. I've overcome those things that you fear. are going to drown you. Listen tonight, those that are losing heart and losing hope, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. You cannot be separated from the love of God, and the victory that he won for you on the cross 2,000 years ago cannot be taken out of your hands. If you have opened your heart to him by faith, even though you don't fully understand him, you are going to the other side. You are going to that place of victory. You will rule and reign with Jesus Christ for all of eternity. Paul the Apostle says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 10, "For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In other words, let me make this verse simple for you. God put that same confidence in us that is in Christ, that his life, his promise might shine through us in this time of darkness that we're living in. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Now listen to Paul's testimony. "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed." In other words, there are things that come against us to destroy us, but they have no power. It's as if God says, "This far and no farther." We're hard pressed, but we're not crushed as the people of God. We are never brought to a place where we are triumphed over and never will be. Remember David the psalmist said, "I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread." We are perplexed, but not in despair. In other words, we're perplexed. We go through times when we don't understand what is going on around. We're perplexed. We can't tangibly put our hands on the answer. We can't wrap our minds around it. It's difficult all around us. It seems like we're fighting a mist. It would be easier if we could see the enemy. There's a perplexing around us. But even though we have to go through the valley of the shadow of death, his rod and his staff, they comfort us. We are not in despair. We are not overwhelmed. We are not crushed. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are made to feel like we are somewhat on the fringes. We are laughed at in the workplace. We are mocked and ridiculed for our values that we hold to from this word of God. And the world would have us believe that somehow we're being left aside, we're being pushed out of the margins of society, but we're not forsaken by God. And ultimately, that's all that matters in the end. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. In other words, we, if we will open our hearts, Jesus Christ will give us the same confidence that allowed him to sleep on a pillow in the midst of a storm. He died to his own will and gave his life to the will of his Father, and he trusted, just as he did on the cross when he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And if you and I today can have the courage to say, "God, we give our situations to you. We put it all in your hands. And we ask you for the power to rest in the midst of our trial. We ask you, Lord God, for a confidence that cannot be taken away, though we might be hard-pressed, persecuted, or even supposedly struck down. But your word says we're not crushed, we're not in despair, we're not forsaken, and we will never be destroyed. We are eternally created in the image of God, for God, and for fellowship with God. God, give us the power. That's my prayer for you tonight. Those that are listening online, those that are with us here in the sanctuary, and I know when the Holy Spirit has come on me, the prayer for you tonight is that you would have this inner confidence in God that allows you to be a light in a darkened place. When everybody in that boat, when the water began to fill that boat and everybody was losing heart and they were losing confidence, Jesus Christ was asleep on a pillow. And even though they called him teacher, they weren't learning yet the lesson he was trying to teach them. When you put your life into the hands of God, you need not fear any work of hell, any power of darkness, any circumstance, any situation. There is nothing that will triumph over you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is yours in Christ Jesus. You will not starve. You will not be forsaken. You will not be ridiculed and mocked and laughed at because God has abandoned you. That will never happen. That will never happen. You are sealed in the hand of God. I'm going to ask three young men to come and pray with us this evening. I'm going to ask Peter, Pierre, and Tyler in turn to lead us in prayer, that we would believe God, that those online with us tonight would believe God in spite of your circumstance, that there would be a peace that passes understanding come into your heart, that we would not cave into our circumstances, that we would rise up in the power of Christ and fight back against this darkness, that we would believe God, for the scripture says he gives his beloved rest. We would trust God for that rest, that inner rest that can only come from the Holy Spirit, that we will not as a people be triumphed over. We are and will be victorious in all that God is calling us to be and calling us to do. I believe that tonight with all of my heart. I'm unwilling to lay down and let anybody that's coming in tonight looking for help just die in their situation. We are going to believe God for those who, even tonight, if you can't believe for yourself, just try to utter something of faith with us tonight. Stand up if you must. Declare if you must. I will not be forsaken by God. I have a purpose in life. God promised to take me to the other side. And on that journey, I'm going to rest. And I'm going to sing a song that can't be taken away from me. I'm going to have a confidence in God all the days of my life. And there's no circumstance that can be produced against that will take it out of my heart. Let that be the cry of your heart tonight.